wanted those races so bad. Craig was living here. His father had purchased, or the family had purchased, the resort. He was where he always was, in the marketing department, and loved skiing. He would go to Canada. He took me a couple times. He was totally into skiing. He loved every aspect of skiing, and that was like the topper on the cake to have a World Cup race. It was his dream. We went to Europe twice in one winter just to find Serge Lang. Serge Lang was, he was the founder of the Alpine Skiing World Cup. Big man. Big in every aspect. He was huge, and he was just so powerful in the ski industry in Europe. So Craig was determined. He had decided that Park City had the ability to have a World Cup race. So we went over to various races looking for Serge Lang. That was in, I think, the season of 84-85 that we went over, and we couldn't find him. So we came home, and Craig still had to find him. So we went back, and I think that was for the Hahnenkamm in Kitzbühel. And I don't know if you've ever been to Kitzbühel, but it's the cutest little town, and there's no big, huge hotels. You walk down the street, and there's doorways that just go in and up, and small, very small. So we found out where he was staying, and we decided to go find him. And Craig wanted to get a meeting with him. He wanted to, you know, maybe just introduce himself and say, we have the facilities, we want the World Cup. What are those chances? So we found out where his hotel was. We go walking down the street. We open the door of the hotel. And who's coming out but Serge Lang? It was like, oh, my God. All right. So I kind of disappeared. Craig and Serge went back inside, sat down on this little bench in the entrance of this little hotel with this big, huge man. And 10 minutes later, Craig was out the door. I figured, uh-oh, that was a little too quick. And he came out with the biggest smile on his face, and he said, we got a World Cup. But it was March of that same year, 1985. So there wasn't a whole lot of time to put this together. But he did not care. He just went for it and said, okay, we're doing it. He was involved in it all year long. He would plan street dances. He would plan rock bands at the base of the mountain. He would be, the day that the World Cup was over, the next day he would start on the next year. He just had to have it. And seeing the 12,000 people that came for the first year, I mean, it was unheard of. I think at that time it was the largest spectator event of the World Cup of the whole year. Because of that, because of our snowmaking, because of how everybody was into it, it became America's opening. So he got awarded the very first race of the World Cup year. And, oh, man, he loved that.
Susan Badami met her future husband when she moved to town in 1975. She left town for a few years, checking out Big Mountain in Montana and Aspen before moving back to Park City full time. The two were married in 1983. Their only son, Nicholas, was born in 1986. Park City Mountain Resort hosted its last World Cup race in November 2003. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger Ski Studio, Park City.